This is the Lost Anchovy. This episode is called Hot Cali Halley Action at the Hotel. It's great to be back at the hotel. The warm weather, great tides, and wheeling Cali Halley bites have made this a great year for the flatfish so far. I arrived at the launch to clean waters. Bummer, I wanted to fish sturgeon before getting on the butts, but that was the plan between Crazy and me. But with the clear water, it got me thinking twice. We packed the gear, passed out the bait, and left for the fishing grounds. The clear water turned into muddied water, and farther we got out, the decision to forego the sturgeon bait and anchor immediately seemed like the bad one, at least to me. We drifted through the bait, and Crazy hails me through the VHF. "Dude, you see that? Look at the bottom. Your friends are here," he joked and waved from the distance. "Damn it, bad call, my bad. Should have followed with my gut and just brought the anchors anyway." The party boats arrived like clockwork and started to drift over the bait ball swirling through the water column. One by one, captains made their announcements over the PA. "Okay guys, let's go ahead and drop it here." Well, I thought, I'm glad I'm not stuck on one of those crowded boats. The muddied water made the bite difficult, but not impossible. Crazy and I worked the middle and outside grounds while Ariel and his class went south. The morning tides drifted the armada of boats outside the gate and the action started to pick up. Tap, tap, tap. Crazy's pole signals that something came for breakfast. He set the hook, and the fish takes off. "Fish on!" he signals over the radio. "Darn, undersized," he radioed back immediately. But something was clearly different with his voice this time. He finally got the taste of live bait action, and it was taking a hold of him. Slowly but surely. The morning repeated the same action, again and again, as we shook off shaker after shaker. All 19 to 21 inches. Great. Finally, as the morning came to a close, I get my first real takedown. The pole loads up heavy and goes to the water, and the drag engages the fish. It takes off line and pounds my rod tip. "Fish on!" Some weight, but not the kind to get my heart pumping. I get it to the surface and net it to the boat. It measures 23 inches. Keeper! One in the boat. I cleaned the gear and started another drift as adrenaline in my blood dialed back. The day passed with lots of shakers, but no more keepers, at least for me. I worked the flagpole on the way back before the wind picked up and pushed us off the water. On land, Shifra, Ariel, John, and I got our barbecue on, and the cool afternoon breeze cooled us off from the heat from the bay. Overall, the action at the rock wall has been pretty good this year. The bay has been pretty steady. It all depends on what type of day you're going to get there and if the fish are biting or not. But that's fishing. Okay, so that's it for this episode of The Last Anchovy. I hope to see all you guys out there. Go ahead and check out the blog. If you like it, go ahead and share it. Put a thumbs up on my YouTube channel. Till then, I'll catch you later. Last Anchovy out.